Thank you for joining us, sir. Can you please introduce yourself and your position?
I am Hassan Ali. I am the Assistant FAO Representative for Ethiopia Program.
Thank you so much. So, touching on some few points in relation to the Regional Initiative on Africa's Commitment to End Hunger by 2025, what techniques of policy implementation have you learned which you think can improve on food nutrition security in Ethiopia, taking agricultural mechanization in consideration?
The study tour we have conducted in Ghana has given us a very good lesson to understand the importance of agricultural mechanization for food security in the country. By the current agriculture production using the small-scale farmers, it is really the dream of unachievable activities unless we mechanize, we improve the production, because the production and then the population increase should match. That's where we need to address the issue of food security in the country. Therefore, the agricultural mechanization will stand at the heart of the securing food availability for the country. Now, it's not a matter of mechanization only. It's not only the plowing or the harvesting. Now, we have learned in Ghana that the production and the marketing linkage and the involvement of the mechanization has been observed. We have seen individual farmers, private farmers, on land preparation. We have seen them on harvesting. We have seen them on processing. And we have seen them also on marketing. Mm-hmm. And this has been also linked with the research. The use of tissue culture. We have seen the tissue culture research work in Ghana. So the whole value chain has been observed. And if we cut at half of this, it does not mean that we have achieved the food security using mechanization. Therefore, the whole lot of production and processing should be considered. And this is the lesson that we have learned. And secondly, the policy for the engagement of private sector in the whole process is also another area of points that we have taken into account and understanding. Therefore, agriculture and mechanization is now becoming the heart of the country's priority. It means the government is committed to provide the mechanization support to the small farmers, and that will contribute a big difference for the country.
Thank you very much. Any last words of gratitude as you settle for Ethiopia tomorrow?
Yes, our program was well organized, and I would like to thank the government of Ghana, the MOFA, Ministry of Food and Agriculture, which is the same name like Food and Agriculture Organization.
Yes.
So it means that they have aligned the program with FAO, and they gave us their full time to be with us. And I would like to thank also the Ghana FAO Representative Office, and the Africa Regional Office for coordinating and then financing of our trip. The South Cooperation also has supported the visit to Accra, to Ghana. Therefore, I would like to thank all the government and FAO colleagues that has organized this program. And also, I would like to thank my office and then the government, also the government of Ethiopia, to initiate. This was not the initiation of FAO. This was the request, and the initiation was from the government side. So I am gratitude for all who has contributed to the successful result to this visit.
Yes. Thank you very much, sir.